U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi flew from Washington to San Francisco on Friday to join her husband after his emergency surgery. Police say an intruder broke into the family home and attacked 82-year-old Paul Pelosi.
Our officers observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
Paul Pelosi suffered a fractured skull and injuries to his right arm and hands. The suspect, 42-year-old David DePape, has been charged with attempted homicide. So far, no motive. But numerous reports say the suspect screamed, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" during the incident. Those words echo images from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, when some Trump supporters broke into Nancy Pelosi's office, intent on finding her. It also brings to mind other recent efforts to harm government officials, including the shooting at a baseball field in June 2017, which left Republican Representative Steve Scalise fighting for his life. Pelosi is second in line to the presidency, so she has round-the-clock security. However, her family and other congressional families do not.
And we are going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi, and she's nuts.
The vice president called the attack on Paul Pelosi the result of demagoguery.
There is so much discourse that is fueled by hate and division. And anyone who professes to be a leader, I think, has to really understand the meaning and the impact of their words and their posture on things like this.
The president echoed Harris's remarks.
This is despicable. There's no place in America. There's too much violence, political violence. Too much hatred. Too much vitriol.
At a time of heightened anti-politician feeling in the U.S., translating concern into action will be a challenge. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.